You're listening to Real World News. Extractive Industries.
Organizations demand to stop construction of Pascua-Lama. Feminist, religious, and environmental organizations in Chile issued a declaration on the extractive projects since it implies open-pit gold exploitation, something that would endanger the conservation of drinking water from the glaciers and the permanence of the ancient agriculture model of the area. The declaration of the Chilean organization states, quote, over a month after the construction of Pascua-Lama began, the state services issued the reports of the first surveillance made in the ground on November the 26th of 2009. The results were so conclusive that the regional health and DGA services asked for sanctions against Barrick Gold. It goes on saying, quote, the irregularities relate to water management. An unexpected environment impact was found on the Estrecho Glacier that was not informed by the transnational corporation, the undue passage of trucks on the bed of Estrecho River, the construction of an illegal dam, and water extraction in unauthorized pots. There was also evidence of a natural failure to comply with the environmental impact resolution in terms of mitigation measures to avoid damaging the glaciers in the building of infrastructure in the High Cordillera without permission from the health service, and even more serious is illegal road blocking, even to the surveillance team. In the communique, the organizations report the role of the government of Chile and Argentina as accomplices of the mining transnational corporation. They also say Barrick Gold's strategy consists in supporting charities like Teletón or A Roof for Chile to greenwash their history of blood and degradation around the world. The organizations demand to stop the building of Pascua-Lama until the environmental authority decides on the unexpected environmental impact in the Estrecho Glacier, and they insist about the urgency to set a moratorium on mining in the border area as requested in May of 2009 to the Ministry of Mining, and until there are institutions that provide safeguards to citizens on these issues and a state policy that takes charge of a strategic sector for Chile such as mining.
You're listening to Real World News.